Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John. No, Nate Bucati. Jake Gutierrez is here on this Thursday, November 30th, 2017. We got a packed show for you. A full show. Coming up at 6:30, our friends James Krause and Laura Sanko will be here to talk about a million different things. It's been a while since we've had them in studio, and so we're going to talk about James and his next fight, Laura, her next assignment for UFC, and also a couple of the big fight cards coming up this weekend, including the next KCFA card. Saturday night in Independence at Truman Memorial Building, and the big UFC pay-per-view on Saturday night as well. All that and more with James Krause and Laura Sanko in about half an hour. Then Gary Lezak, Lord knows what he'll talk about. No sense in previewing that.
In studio.
Just pretty much say whatever. Money.
He's going to come in and join us in studio.
Huh.
Might be some kind of an announcement going on.
What?
Nothing. Tune in, 7:45.
I'm just going to say it like this.
Just say it
I'm
like it.
I'm terrible at keeping secrets, all right? Gary Lezak will be here, and normally you should want to listen to Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the weather, just for his ramblings of a madman.
Right.
But today you're going to find out how you can win, and when I say fabulous, I mean fabulous, how you can win fabulous prizes by making a prediction with Gary Lezak. All right? We like to make predictions on the sports. We like to make predictions on the games, on the fights. Right? Now perhaps a weather prediction with Gary Lezak. And you could have Gary reacting and screaming with you, perhaps on your doorstep. Perhaps you'll open up your door, and that will be waiting for you, which, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that's
good.
That's something great. Or
there's worse ways you can start your day.
I don't know. I feel like that would take place towards the end of the day. Maybe that's the way you finish your day. That'd be good or not?
Sure,
Gary showed up on your doorstep. With that? I don't know. Who about a judge? Gary Barnett, another Gary. Oh, boy, Gary Barnett.
Back-to-back Garys.
We need to keep Gary on time. Gary 1 on time, so right. We can talk to Gary 2. Gary Barnett should have plenty to say about big wins from Mizzou and K-State, and then the coaching carousel that never stops. And that apparently will never stop for the Tennessee Volunteers. It just keeps going and going and going.
Funny. Lane Kiffin's Twitter is what's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I retweeted.
Unbelievable.
I can't even.
If you're not following it, you need to absolutely right now go follow Lane Kiffin on Twitter.
I'd probably hire him now just because of his tweets.
Right. You know, we discussed it with Dennis Dodd yesterday about Lane Kiffin on Twitter. But for me, yesterday, took it to a whole other level.
For people that don't know, and right. I retweeted this just with the OMG.
Yes.
He, Lane Kiffin simply tweeted out a picture. You know what? Just go look at my Twitter. I'm not even getting into it. Do you want to say it? I don't want to.
I kind of wanted to stay away from it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, just let's stay away. It's better if you just see it.
Right. I don't.
It really doesn't even sound funny if you're talking about it. Just leave it. Yeah. Okay. How about this? Go to Lane_Kiffin on Twitter.
He's still got the underscore staying strong, right. Like Bucati.
Right. And go from there. And some people will not find any of it funny.
Right.
Other people will.
Like
so I'm
me.
Just gonna,
and you?
Well, I'm just retweeting it just to make people aware of
what's
how
going
a
on.
Former coach is trolling his former team and. Did you see the So, do you remember Eric Ainge, the former quarterback of Tennessee?
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you see those tweets? Go to Eric Ainge's Twitter account, and he posted...
Well, he had a cup of coffee with the Jets, right?
He posted some DMs that were sent back and forth between him and Lane Kiffin. And you will like Lane... And here's the thing. Like, Eric Ainge, the former Vols quarterback who is now in sports radio, I think posted the DMs thinking that it was going to make Lane Kiffin look bad. And even the Tennessee fans said it made Eric Ainge look bad. It made him look not good. And it made me laugh. And so spend a few minutes on that today if you're bored.
What? For the viewers on 38 The Spot, I just threw up the tweet.
I wish you wouldn't.
Yeah, well. That's fine.
There's another reminder that I'm in control of nothing on this show. Kansas City, and just go ahead and, you know.
All right.
As long as Jay can laugh and enjoy himself, that's really what matters.
I mean, it's the holiday, right?
Is it?
No, Nate's gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nate's gone. Is it a holiday, really? No, I don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. Am I?
I don't know.
Anyways.
My dad scared the hell out of me this morning. He called me like at 5 a.m.
He's an early riser.
Not that early. No. Not that early. Not that early. 5 o'clock. He's not.
Not River's Edge having a cup of coffee?
I think last time he got up that early, there was, you know, there was a...
He was aroused?
Yeah. Perhaps someone had escaped and they were doing a body count in there and making sure. Roll call. Look. What do you want me to tell you? My life's kind of an open book. You did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did 9 years.
Mm hmm.
Standing on his head, like he said. Well, yeah, well, I did that. But he called me to where, you know, he said, I'll be honest with you, that. Let me tell you. It made me feel good this morning. That was unexpected. Even my wife, who was up, she said, wasn't that nice? Wasn't that nice of your dad? I said, yes, it was. Thank you. And then I talked to the dog for a while. Augie was going to make a trip to Union Broadcasting. Augie the doggy, the Boston Terrier, who runs the household. But I was told no. Because that would have put you perhaps on poop duty.
Ah, that's all right.
But you got to run the show, though. You know what I'm saying? What kind of, if we had a three-man, you know, or an intern here.
Well, usually maybe, Nate's on poop duty.
Right, well, who's to say he's not right now?
Right.
So, Steve St. John Sr. could be listening or watching this early. So, hello, Pops.
He give you a 5 a.m. birthday call, huh?
Yeah, well, see, first it scared me because I said,
right.
Oh, something
everything
wrong.
All right? Well,
yeah, right, you know, because I'm just conditioned that way. If I get a call too early or too late, I'm like, this isn't good.
Right.
But it was good. So we had a nice dinner last night. Good times. It was great.
Happy birthday, buddy.
No.
Nah.
I'm 45, dude.
It's awesome.
No,
you made it.
Yeah, I did not. That was...
Right?
The odds were against that for a long time. I've turned it around like kind of like Mizzou football. At one point, I was 1-5.
It's
and had
the
a
turnaround.
Now I'm making a bowl game, so I'm very excited about that. So we'll talk to Gary Barnett about that. And then... Jamie Bluma is going to be here, isn't he?
He is.
What are you shaking your head for?
It's crazy. I met you when
you're... It's crazy. You're so old. I can't believe
it. No, I met you when you're 30 years old, man. That's messed up.
Why is it messed up?
I don't know. I don't know.
I hope it's not messed up.
No.
No, it's crazy. When I think about it, like how long I've just been working here, how long I've been lucky enough to work here. Because I started started part-time in 98, and then I signed my first contract in May of 99. So pretty soon it'll be 20 years here, man. And let me tell you something, I'm blessed to be able to have been with one company for, you know, for two decades and hopefully more. We'll get to that in a couple of months.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you, everything's
life
really,
is funny. Yeah. I'm in a good mood today.
I'm getting, multiple text messages. Dummy forgot to turn his phone down. Let me.
That's all right.
Take care of that live on TV.
It's your birthday. You can do whatever you want today.
Well, okay. See you later. Bye bye.
I will lock that door.
Right. Then we'll talk to Jamie Bluma to talk about Stock the Shop with Eric Berry Foundation and collecting toys and gifts for kids at Children's Mercy. They've been doing that the past couple of nights at Nick and Jake's locations. Last night they were in the Northland. The night before, I think they were out in Midtown on Main. And so we'll find out exactly how you can donate if you'd like to drop off some toys. And why wouldn't you? It's a great, great idea. Our friend John Michaels might come on the show tomorrow to talk about it as well, because it was something that his dad started and his family's continued, and Eric Berry Foundation's gotten involved. Now, Jamie Bloom is the closer now. He comes in and finishes things off, and so we'll talk to Jamie Bloom and Emily from the Eric Berry Foundation. They'll be in here around 8:30 or so. And then Will Carroll. We'll see if he will. Will Carroll will answer his phone this week. Did you hear about that last week?
I did not.
There was a refusal to answer the phone, and then we found out he was in England while the show was going on. Oh yeah, there was, your ears had to be burning because we were talking about you last week.
Oh boy,
I was like so excited to talk to him. Not excited, but right. Wow, this is a great time to talk to Will Carroll about Michael Porter Jr.'s injury. Let's get to it. And then so we kept calling him, and he wouldn't answer. And then all of a sudden Nate goes, of course Nate says this 24 hours after the fact. Yeah, I think I saw on Twitter yesterday that he's out of the country. I said, how long were you going to withhold that information as I talked about Will Carroll throughout the show? He goes, but it was England, so it would have been fine, I think. I mean, the time would have been good. But I've been waiting to ask Will Carroll about Michael Porter Jr.'s injury, and so now when it looks like maybe there's a chance.
Well, that would make sense back? On Tuesday when I sent him a text message. He didn't answer it. I just figured he got the information.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Hey, you know what? It's a buildup now. Yeah. Because now it's better to ask him about it this week, because now we know more about it.
Right.
And MPJ, his Instagram stories that way too many middle-aged men are paying attention to. What did he say today?
I don't know. Check his story.
Is he shooting baskets or anything? Is he walking around? Does that seem weird to you?
No. It's about normal.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you that it's not about normal. It's not. And I've done everything I can not, and I haven't.
I don't believe that.
No, I really haven't. Because
I don't believe that.
I go straight, because guess what? There's wonderful people at PowerMizzou.com.
Who's doing the work for you?
Immediately screenshots of everything. And so I feel like, you know,
it's a workaround.
At least 1 or 2 degrees of separation doesn't make me as creepy,
right.
Which is probably
it's a workaround solution for you. You're still getting the information that you need.
It helps.
You're just not having to be a creep about it.
It helps me sleep at night.
Well,
whatever.
I don't.
Whatever possible. And then Dion Clisso will want to wrap up some high school football with us. How's that sound to you?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, my school blew it last week.
Well, at least they were there.
True.
And so, and then in between, at some point, we'll talk Chiefs.
Yeah.
Andy Reid, again, speaking to the media later on today. We're going to go out to Arrowhead and sit down and talk with Chiefs center Mitch Morse. And again, what I like to do when I go out there, and like last week, I talked to linebacker Reggie Ragland. It was very, a lot of fun talking to him. He's very enthusiastic about his role with the Chiefs, and I think his ability to show everyone that he's the player that many people thought he was when he was considered a first-round talent, and the Bills moved up in the into the second round, moved up in the second round to take him in the 2016 draft, and finally he's starting to play like the guy that most people thought he was going to be when he came out of came to the NFL out of Alabama. And so it was fun to talk to him. But today we're going to talk to Mitch Morse. And, Jake, I don't know if you read this story that was in the Kansas City Star over the weekend a few days ago. It was fantastic. And it was about Mitch Morse, the Chiefs starting center, and the relationship with his brother, who is basically, I just read you the headline: Chiefs center Mitch Morse molded, motivated by brother with special needs. His brother Robbie has been severely disabled since he was an infant, and Mitch Morse will tell you And obviously Mitch Morse, second round pick, starting center for the Chiefs, has begun a long and successful career in the NFL. But one of the big motivators of his career is to be able to provide for his brother in Texas and to cover all the incredible medical expenses for his care and everything else. I'm not going to get into it. It'll tug at your heartstrings, and you get a whole new appreciation for Mitch Morse and what motivates him and the special bond that he has with his brother. And I just really want to talk to him about that for a little bit. We'll talk some football too, but, Vahe Gregorian, he's an incredible writer. I think everyone knows that, wrote about it. It's been, November 23rd was when it was in the Kansas City Star, and Vahe went to Austin, Texas, as Mitch Morse went down to Austin to visit his brother during the bye week, and it was just an unbelievable read. And so if you get a chance to read that, I'm going to talk to Mitch a little bit about that today when I go out to Arrowhead, and then we'll also talk about the offensive line and all the other stuff, obviously, that you talk about with the Chiefs, member of the Chiefs, football and everything else. But some things are way more important than football, and then give you perspective on life. And so I think by the look of your face, you're starting to read that. It's an unbelievable story. And so I encourage you, if you get a chance, read that, and then we'll talk to Mitch Morse about that later on today and play that on the show tomorrow. And so great Missouri Tiger, Kansas City Chief. When I say great, I'm talking about the person, a great person. And you know what? A pretty damn good football player too. So we'll talk to Mitch Morse about that later on and play that on the show for you tomorrow. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, play some Andy Reid comments from yesterday's gathering, as Andy Reid talked a little bit about the Jets and some other topics that we can discuss coming up next here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. I requested some of my favorite music. I was going to write down a list, but I didn't want to give too many. I want to keep it narrow. I'll keep it narrowed down to Elvis, Guns N' Roses, Jack White, White Stripes, Billy Joel. I'd like you to play my favorite song called Hey, Nate's Not Here. It's a, what? You ever heard that song? Like, hey, Nate's not here. All right.
Instant classic.
Let's party. I don't know if you know that's a real song, but it keeps playing in my head.
It's not nice.
You're the one that said it. The audience thought it was funny. The show's for them, so it's not up to you. What's
the studio audience?
Yeah. We do the show for them every day. Let's hear from Andy Reid. I bet Andy Reid likes to answer questions about Alex Smith. I bet that's, if you made a list of his favorite things, do you think that's one of them?
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
You know the song, these are a few of my favorite things.
When the dog bites.
Is that one of them?
When the bee stings.
Here, Andy Reid was asked about Alex Smith's struggling.
I think it's not just Alex. I think people do that. I told you that I've got to get better at doing my part. Each position has got to do better. This is a team game, and so everybody, for a better term, has a piece of the pie. And so you're bringing it to Alex. I'm bringing it to all of us doing a better job. And Alex is part of the team, so he's included in that. But it's surely not one person.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Thanks, Joe. Here, Andy Reid was asked about Alex Smith and whether he is missing open receivers.
Like I said, I'm not going to tell you it's one. It's not one thing. Sometimes people see something, and it might not be the primary receiver, and so it might not even be in that part of the progression and read. And so everybody has there's a lot of things that go into it. The thing I can do is stand before you and tell you that this isn't an Alex Smith thing. It's all of us, and I think, well, I know our players understand that, and so we're all gonna and coaches, we're all gonna do better, and raise our game up.
I'm starting to think that Andy Reid wants us to believe that it's a team thing and not an Alex Smith thing. I don't know what. I feel like he's hinting at that now.
It's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm glad you can read between the lines.
Right. That's exactly what I have to do for that. Here's more from Andy Reid. He was asked if he thinks his team is starting to press.
No, I don't think they're pressing. I think there's an urgency. We want to do better than what we're doing. And nobody, I think you know this, but you're in this business. Nobody wants to lose. That's not why they're in this business. So everybody's trying to do their best to win the game. I see that. We've just got to do a little better. And again, that starts. That's my responsibility. So it starts there. And everybody has a piece of it.
Who in the hell is banging that bass in the background? What's going on there?
I don't know.
I like that.
The thump?
Yeah, just, you know.
House music.
I mean, what was going on? I'd like to know. I mean, was that?
I don't know.
Was that Andy Reid? You have like a Bluetooth speaker up there underneath the podium? Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know.
Get to the bottom of it.
I can find out.
Would you like me to read a couple of tweets? Taco Salazar has tweeted in.
Taco!
Great show today, guys. Not sure what's different, but the chemistry is on point. So
nothing's really
Taco,
different.
Yeah, Taco Salazar likes the show today so far.
Wow.
He thinks the chemistry's on point and everything sounds great.
Well,
so. Hey, that's a credit. That's a compliment to you. You're the producer. You
right.
Put this thing together, so I would take that as a very nice compliment. Pat yourself on the back.
That's a pat on the back for me.
You know what? Chemistry happens. You can't
right.
just make it.
You got to be organic.
You know, it just happens.
You can't force it.
Sal, we don't know. And
never mind.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. I was about to make a horrible joke. And
please don't.
I'm not going to.
You've done enough by putting Lane Kiffin's tweet on 38 to Spot.
I will.
So I'm sure I'm going to hear about that at some point, but that's fine.
I'll tell you in the break.
Hey, could you.
I'll be like, hey, should I have said this on the air? And you'd be like, nope.
Could you
you didn't.
Could you talk to Jake about some of the things he puts on 38 to Spot, please?
Nope.
Our friend Aaron, not Swartz. Our friend Aaron. Tweets in and hopes that I celebrate my birthday with Paul Masson. So, could I possibly?
Yeah, I can make that happen.
Right. Ah, the French.
Yeah, here you go.
Maybe.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So, Paul Masson.
Cut.
Sounds like Orson Welles was fermented in a bottle right before that commercial. So,
cut.
You ever need? I tell people, if you ever need just a few minutes of joy, go to YouTube and search Orson Welles drunk. Orson Welles commercial,
right.
Orson Welles outtakes, any Fjord. Of those things, and sit down, perhaps with some Paul Masson and California champagne, and enjoy yourself thoroughly. So that's probably enough tweets. Well, a lot of people are liking Taco Salazar's tweets, so perhaps he wins for tweet of the day so early in the show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by James Krause and Laura Sanko to talk MMA and life right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. had a nice conversation about health insurance in the commercial break. We'll save that for off the air.
It's very a blast. Exciting.
Well, you know what it is. You know, it's a blast to have it. I'm thankful to have it. So, you know what? Thumbs up all around. Well, first of all, how you doing, guys? It's been a while since you guys have been in here. When's the last time you guys were both in here in studio?
We were just talking about that. It has been a minute.
UFC 217? 16?
It wasn't 17 because I was gone for 17. 16? I was in New York.
So let's get to what you guys have been up to. So we haven't talked to you, James, since you made your debut in studio for UFC as part of their you know UFC Fight Night and the studio
desk.
Show and everything else at
I'm
the
back
desk
for the first time.
So what was that like? I thought you did very well, by the way.
Thanks.
So let me say that. But what was it? What was the experience
Steve's
like for
the
you?
Type of guy that even if I did terrible, he would tell me I did good.
You know what? It's hard for me to watch. I had to change it a couple of times because you were so bad.
See, now we're getting to the truth.
Right. It's exciting for me because you know I've spent a lot of time with you guys on the air, and to see you do so well, and now to see you do so well, that's awesome. I'm very happy for you. And so, but some people do it and don't like it. Some people
do
it and love
it.
Did you?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I love doing stuff like that. Obviously, I come on here every week, so I mean, you have to have. I think it's all relative. And Laura and I were just talking about another possible gig that we can get into here in a bit.
Hold on.
But yeah, I mean, I had fun doing it. I thought it was a unique experience. I really enjoy the. I was like you know trying new things, and I was like, my whole goal is to make everything in my life. Mixed martial arts related. I want to make my living around MMA and doing that. I don't want to work in the process other than obviously training. So, I mean, I get to sit at a desk and make a little bit of money and talk about fights. That sounds like a pretty awesome deal to me.
And Laura Sanko, of course, you're still doing your gigs. So how did you, I've asked you to talk about James as a fighter. How do you think he did? Have you had a chance to I mean, you were working, but have you had a chance
She's
to watch
She's even worse
any
than you. She for sure wouldn't say anything.
No, I thought he did great. I thought he did great. He was all grossed up.
Because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
But
it's not.
The good ones make it look easy.
Yes.
And then you think, well, that's easy.
And then
but
you
it's
think,
really
oh, I could
easy,
do
right?
that. I mean, and I for sure suffered from that, you know, before as well. And then you go and do it, and it's tough. Especially the Fox studio is another level, too. I mean, got people talking in your ear. And
I've never done it before, ever.
Yeah. Right.
On any level.
But did you, so, just out of curiosity, how and I know a little
I mean,
bit about
I shared a locker room with Skip Bayless. So, well, like, that, you know what I mean? Like, we went from zero to 100 real
that's
quick.
Isn't that trippy coming up and, like, they've got the little thing
yeah,
with your
like
name
Matt
on
Leiner
the...
was Matt Leiner was in there. Skip Bayless, like, it's for sure, like, we went, you know, from...
Zero to
100. So yeah, we people, went from zero to 100 real quick.
Okay, so for people that don't know, obviously, you fight in the UFC. And you have connections there. And so how did it all start? Did they approach you and say, hey, would you be interested in doing some broadcasting? Do you approach them? How does it begin?
So it came from I tried out for that Contender Series commentary gig. And I think Paul Felder ended up getting it. It was between me and him. And Felder ended up getting it. So they wanted to try me at the desk. So, you know, I went out, did the desk. And, you know, I think I'll have another opportunity to do it after the new year. I know there's a lot of people lobbying for that spot, though, and I think the thing that I don't have is you put a guy like Cormier, you put a guy like, you know, I know Tony Ferguson has done it recently.
Tyron Woodley.
Florian's up there.
Bisping
does it a ton. Like, I just don't have the star power those guys do, you know what I mean? Yet, anyway. So those guys are good at it. And they carry a little bit more clout than I do too. So it's
but that also creates a little bit of clout too. And when fans start to get to know you better as a person,
yeah, I agree. I think it's just it's going to take more reps from me. Obviously, I'm going to continue to compete, which I have a fight in January.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
Yep,
we'll get to that.
But yeah, like I said, I think it's awesome. I really enjoy doing it. I would consider myself probably the lowest person on the totem pole if I'm even on the totem pole.
I was going to say you're on the totem pole. That's all that matters.
I really enjoyed doing it, and I really want to get better at it, which kind of leads us to our next.
He's after my job.
That's not true. I'm not after her job.
Oh, if you are, just say it. I mean, we're all friends here. We don't need to.
Take it. Yeah. Go get it.
I mean, I want to know what's going on.
So she's gone.
You don't hold anything back.
She's gone next week. for UFC Fresno.
Yeah.
And Invicta has a show the same.
I said, hey, call my boy. Get my boy in there.
Slide right in the Invicta spot then.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that. But it's a little bit different. It's the, like the in post fight interview and in ring, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we'll see. I think I'm going to do that, and I think it'll help. It's a little different, but I think the reps are all the same. It's, you know, just getting in front of a camera, and it's not. I'm comfortable in front of a camera. You know, and that's obviously I spent 6 weeks in front of one. But there's things that go on behind the scenes that make it a little bit more difficult. You know, you got people talking in your ear, which I'm sure you know the deal. You know,
right? Yeah, that is not. Yeah. That is not. You know, and I told you the story when I was ring announcing on CBS Sports Network, and I mean I got into it with the producer that was talking to me, that has a reputation for being a loudmouth. But I finished my thing, but then there was. We're not going to get into that story, but that's why I like ring announcing, because there's nobody in my ear at KCFA. I just like ring announcing and watching the fights and having fun, like I'm going to on Saturday night. But and so then UFC Fresno.
Yes, I will be in Fresno next, and then I'm going to be doing his fight in St. Louis.
Oh, so you are. So that's because you didn't know for sure. So that's
happening. I was as adamant as I'm allowed to be that I would really like to do that one, guys.
Right.
So yeah, they were. I mean, we got Zach on that card as well, and it should be a good one.
You got Paige Van Zandt on that card as well. And
yes. I had a...
She's on the card. I mean, I'll watch it.
Who else?
She and I are tight
Who
now.
Who else? I mean, there's no...
Yeah, that's the only right. people that matter. Yeah. That's
and,
a good one.
And so,
Zach, myself, and Paige Van Zandt, all locals.
All there, that
see,
I care
that's
about.
Right. She's local.
Yeah.
Okay, and so let's... and for you and Fresno, UFC, tell us who's going to be on the card there.
It's a card that is definitely for a little bit more of the true fan, mm-hmm. not a lot of well-known names, but Cub Swanson versus Brian Ortega is the main event, and that's a great, great fight. Brian Ortega, super exciting jiu-jitsu player, and then Cub Swanson, of course, been around forever, never in a boring fight. You know, well-rounded is an understatement when it comes to Cub Swanson, so that the main event is reason enough to watch that card. The rest of the fighters... There's a lot of guys coming off the Contender Series, so a lot of people that I know, a lot of people that Fight Pass people might know, but new to the average UFC fan, so it's a good reason to tune in.
Okay, so it's been a while, so we've been all together as a radio family.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to rewind.
Okay.
Okay.
We need to rewind to George St. Pierre.
Mm.
James Krause, do you have any...
I was wrong.
No, I mean, do you feel differently about him now as opposed to before the fight?
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. I think he needs to be, if he's going to stay, if he's going to keep fighting, I think he needs to go back down to 70, though. I know he just beat, hold on a second, I know he just beat one of the best middleweights in the division. I get that, but...
He was running out of gas.
Yes.
That's exactly right. People can't admit that, though. They're not...
Oh, no, he was
running out of gas, and he caught a good... I don't want to say lucky punch. It wasn't a lucky punch. It was a well-set-up combination. He's good on the ground, for sure, but he was gassing quick.
And I've told you guys, so my boys love GSP, because when they first started watching UFC, he was the guy, and so that's, you know, and then the UFC video games, you know, they have their reasons. And so we're watching it, and we're going crazy. And it was an exciting card. This is exciting. Everyone's losing their titles. And I keep telling him, he's running out of gas. He's got to get this done. He's running out of gas. And then my oldest son, we're all thinking he's going to lose,
yeah.
You know? Because and there, I don't know why people have any trouble admitting that, because it was clear he was running out of gas.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. And so then... When he gets them, you know, and we're jumping up and down. It was just the way it yeah. happened, and it was fun that he was running out of gas. You're thinking he's not going to win, and then the way he won, and then you know, basically Bisping's unconscious, and it was.
I don't know.
The drama of it was fantastic. I thought.
I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I've been told by some pretty reliable people that his goal. Obviously, is to win the middleweight title. His next fight is going to be against Tyron Woodley at 170 for the belt. And if he beats Tyron Woodley, he's going to fight Conor McGregor for the 55 title.
Hmm.
And if he loses at any point in any of that, he's going to retire.
Done. Well, sign me up for all that.
The atmosphere being there for, I mean, that was an amazing night of fights.
Right.
Add in Rose, add
yeah,
in
oh
TJ
my God.
And
how crazy
Cody.
Was that?
That whole night, I was so lucky that that was one of the few huge mega pay-per-views I've been able to see in person.
Let me tell you this. And so I was terrible on those, because usually I've been pretty good picking those fights.
Oh, I was too.
Oh.
So I was off.
I have a great story about this.
But so I get
I have
to
a
the,
great story.
We get to the main event. We get to GSP, and I go, I've literally picked every fight on this effing main card wrong.
I got
and
one.
I was so mad. And so, but GSP saved me. And then when he was running together, I'm picking every fight wrong. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I was really discouraged from making any public picks, but when I got to the stadium and I had, I wasn't around a lot of people at that when I first got there, but there was a row of guys behind me. They were on like some bachelor party thing.
Yeah.
And at one point, I'm not going to lie, my little ego got stroked, because at one point I could hear him like, is that Laura Sanko?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Well, she had to tell that story, didn't she?
I know.
Here
no, but listen, go. So
what did that have to do with anything we were
so,
talking about?
No,
I told you that story to tell you this story.
So the guy was like, hey, I need your help. And he had his little app on his phone, and he was making bets on every fight. I was like, listen, I can't bet, but I'll tell you if I was betting what I would. I
you lost this poor this guy. You lost his life savings.
$4,000 I lost.
Yeah.
Well, gambling's illegal to begin with.
Yeah, no, I was. Hey, I made you. You've heard me. I've done.
Was he in Vegas? I mean, how is he
I've
gambling?
I've done commercials for DraftKings.
Illegal.
You can do MMA on DraftKings, and I'm like, wrong.
That's why. And you lost it for everybody because you decided to go.
But at the end of the first round, I thought Cody Garbrandt. Well, he's got this. I mean, I thought if first round would have been 30 seconds longer, I think he might have had.
That was
yeah.
the one I felt good about. I actually felt good about that.
But I mean, at the right,
what
so,
a great fight, though!
Amazing fight.
It was a fantastic fight. We'll take a break. We've got James Krause and Laura Sanko in studio. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Laura Sanko, James Krause, Jake Gutierrez, and W. Axl Rose live on the Border Patrol. Before we get into UFC 218 coming up, what about the big KCFA card coming up this Saturday night at Truman Memorial Building? I'll be ring announcing out there. James Krause, won't you let us know what's going on this Saturday night, please? Who's fighting and what do we expect?
The main event is Trey Ogden's defending... not defending, they are crowning a lightweight, our first lightweight championship against Tom Skiffer. I believe he's out of Arkansas, or he's not a local. Trey's a guy to keep your eye on. He's been really good. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him in some bigger shows this next coming year. Return Mike Breeden. He's 2-0 as a pro. Another really tough kid to watch. And then, of course, we have a total of 13 fights. So we have a pretty awesome card. There's definitely some good matchups on there for sure.
So coming up, and if people want to buy tickets, how can they buy tickets?
Yep, CageTix, T-I-X. So it's cagetix.com/KCFA, or just look us up on the good old FB Facebook, and there's a link on there as well.
KCFA 26, which is this Saturday night at Truman Memorial Building. Doors open at 6. The fights start at 7, and Laura, you see you see just as many fights as anybody out there. For people, because I've had a bunch of people say, you know what, I want to go and see MMA live. I haven't had a chance to go see it yet. For people that like watching on TV, you had a chance to do, you were calling the fights color commentary last time around. It's a whole different experience when you get to go in that kind of setting.
It's a completely different experience, and it's different than going to a big UFC show when they roll through Kansas City or St. Louis like they're going to in January. It's a totally different experience when you can be in that small venue and you can hear every punch and every kick, and if you're lucky enough, maybe get a few droplets of blood splattered on you.
Or a whole bunch on you.
Or a whole bunch.
Like last time.
Like, did you get some blood on your last time?
You know, that's fine.
A little bit?
That's what I say. The sounds are always so, it's so raw. It's real. Like, you're, I mean, you are literally feet from, you know, you can hear all the smacks, all the, you know, the thuds.
And different. I really feel like you don't have to be an MMA fan to appreciate live MMA. It's just a spectacle. Even if you go just because it's a spectacle, you'll come back.
No, it's one of those things you have to see live to properly appreciate it. And it's my hope that someday we get a very young and curious Jake Gutierrez out there in the crowd to watch.
Jake the Snake.
How about that? We can get you involved, perhaps.
I had no idea you were so curious, Jake.
Yeah, see?
I'm very curious.
He is. Look at him. Look at like, I don't know if curious is the word I would give for that face right there.
All right.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about James and his next fight coming up in St. Louis and also the UFC card coming up this weekend. But if you want tickets, go to cagetix.com/KCFA for KCFA 26 this Saturday night at Truman Memorial Building in Independence. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We've got James Krause and Laura Sanko in studio. We're going to talk about UFC St. Louis coming up and also the UFC card coming up this weekend. All that and more coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.